Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
It's the biggest purchase you'll ever make in your entire life. Like, you'll go through maybe a half a dozen cars, but or probably more. But one, two, maybe three houses. And some people will buy a house and never move out of it. But the whole procedure of buying your house, I even get a cold sweat thinking about it now. There's a new property platform called Lintil, where they help you with that. That's what they do. That's their business. And their founder and CEO is Emmett Creighton. Emmett, good morning to you, and welcome to the Opinion Line.
Good morning to you, PJ. I think a lot of your listeners will share your anxiety about thinking back about when they bought their first home. And lots of them are thinking about it right now. So I'm delighted to be on.
Yeah, it's something, maybe two or three times in our lifetime. It's as much as most. Although I see in the UK, it's about every 7 years now. But God, the prospect of doing that even fills me with more anxiety. I've done it twice. I don't particularly ever want to do it again. But doing it the first time is nerve-wracking.
It is. And you're dead right. I mean, the statistics show that Irish people, the UK is about 7 years. In Ireland, it's about 12 to 15 years between home purchases. And as you said, some people will never buy a home again. They'll buy one and they'll never buy another one. Now, a lot of people often say that it's one of the most stressful things you can ever undertake after death, divorce, and then buying a house. So why would you want to ever do it again? So when we thought about this problem, this was something that was really kind of dear to me my whole life. My dad was in building, he's building houses before he died. And then when I trained as a solicitor for the powers that be, put me back into property. So I was helping customers like you daily, trying to buy their first home and their second home. And from the start of the process right through to the end, it was just endless stress. Despite there being really good service providers such as solicitors, estate agents, banks, brokers, really good people in the industry, the process itself is just an absolute nightmare.
Yeah.
And that's where we decided to do something about it.
Like, you walk up, there's a wonderful house for sale, sign up. It's everything you could probably dream of. You might have access to money. You've got a deposit saved. You've been saving for a few years. But where do you know how to even start? So what do you...
Well, that's it. Yeah, that's it. Well, a lot of people think like that, PJ, and they think, okay, I'll ask my mom and dad. I'll ask my friends. I'll ask somebody who's bought a house before. But everybody's experience is unique. And it's like, we often say it's like childbirth. You forget about it immediately after it happens. You're like, oh my God, that was just so difficult. I don't want to think about it ever again. So giving advice to your friends and family is all good and well, but that advice might be 10 or 20 years old. So what we decided to do, well, I'll give you a bit of background around myself and how this idea came about. I was a private client solicitor for a large corporate law firm. So what that means is I had very wealthy clients that were outside of Ireland and they wanted to buy really nice houses in Ireland. And instead of getting to know the Irish home buying process like all of your listeners will have to do, they just decided to say, Emmett, buy me that house. And when I fly into Dublin, I want to collect my keys and fly down to my house. So to buy a beautiful house down in Cork or a castle on the coast. Now, what they didn't understand was that the hoops that people have to jump through to buy the house is excruciating. So what they said to me was, Emmett, just get me the keys. Do whatever is necessary and get me those keys. Now, that's very expensive if you ask somebody to do the whole process for you.
Yes.
And what I decided to do was, if I could digitize this process using the available tools and technologies that we have today, I could bring this to the everyday person on the street and make the process much, much easier. And that's what we've done.
So do I come to you and say, but get me the keys, or do you accompany me along the way step by step?
Yeah, so what we provide is a virtual home buying assistant. So PJ would come in and say, Emmett, I love this house in Kinsale. I go, okay, PJ, these are the things you should be looking for if you're buying your next home. And I'd give you a checklist of things to look out for. I'd give you some advice around what questions you should be asking the estate agent. And then I'd get you prepared to get your mortgage. Then your next question is, well, who do I get a mortgage from? There are 10 lenders in the Irish market. We'd help you navigate the mortgage process. Then we'd help you negotiate with the estate agent, then we get you organized with a solicitor, we'd help you figure out the legal process, then we help you insure the house, survey the house, and connect your utilities, so that we're with you from the start of the journey right through until you get your keys, and it's completely free of charge as well.
That's the next bit. How's that benefiting you as a business?
Well, when we thought about this process, we said the one thing that people are very acutely aware of when they're buying a house is their finances and their funds, because house prices, as all of your listeners will know, are going up and up and up. Mm. So if we decided to charge the home buyer for our service, then we thought this would be probably the straw that broke the camel's back. So we had to think creatively and say, how as a business are we going to make money without charging the home buyer? And what we do is we introduce PJ as our home buyer to each of the different services he needs on his home buying journey.
So you get and a finder's
those services
fee.
Yeah, exactly. They pay me to introduce them to you. And then PJ goes, Emmett, I need the best bank or the best solicitor. And I go, PJ, this is the best one. And then I introduce the two of you and then he pays me.
Right. And because you're probably introducing me and a dozen more, maybe at a time, you're getting a mate's rates. So it works out for everybody.
So Exactly. So we're negotiating currently, as of today, just before we were coming on air to chat with you, we 4,500 home buyers who I'm negotiating for. So you can imagine the economies of scale I have. If you're going to your local solicitor saying, I want to buy this house, he's going to say, the price is X. Whereas if I go to your local solicitor and say, I can give you 1,500 people buying houses in this area, he goes, okay, I will give you a 10% discount across the board or 20% discount. And we do that with every service that you need when you're buying your home. Mm-hmm. So it's like a collaborative co-op of everybody buying homes at the same time, so I can get the best providers at the best prices.
Yeah. I'm looking for a hole in your argument here, because it's kind of my job, but I can't, to be honest. The thing is, Emmett, that what is the most bothersome element to it all at the moment, really, is the price. Prices are going through the roof, and trying to negotiate your way through, sort of, a house is on the market, for argument's sake, for 300 grand. And you reckon, right, you've got the financial wherewithal to go bidding on that. Before you know it, it's gone to 320 and 325. Like, can you help people with any of that?
Well, some of the data around that, we can help you with statistics and stuff like this. So what we've done is we've taken a survey of all the houses sold in Ireland over the last 4 years and the prices they were advertised at. And we can tell you with some confidence, if a house is advertised at X price, we can tell you where that house will end up being sold at. And I think one of the key benefits of our system is that we manage expectations. So as you say, a house is advertised for 300,000. And if you'd come into me and tell me that, now I know in and around Cork City, houses at the current point in time will go 10 to 12% above that. So that house is going to sell for 332 to 335,000 euros. And what I'll tell you is that, look, PJ, if you don't have the buying capacity for that house, it's probably not something you should negotiate on. But if you do, I can tell you how to negotiate effectively. Move fast, go in uneven increments, and get there before everyone else, because the key driver is get to a yes or a no faster. If you're going up in drips and drabs, like 500 or 1,000 this week and 1,000 next week, in 6 months' time, you'll still get to 335,000 euros, whereas I can get you there in a week. No. And if you can get there in a week, you'll push everybody else out. And if they still won't sell to you, well, then you can move on and find your next house. And you eliminate months, possibly even years, searching for that next home as prices continue to rise.
It's all sounding great. Caller on the phone here, what about expat mortgages? Like, an Irish teacher who worked in Arabia for years, built up savings, has come back with money, but mortgage companies don't want to touch you.
The problem with expats coming back to Ireland is you cannot get a mortgage. You cannot get a foreign mortgage for an Irish property because a lot of foreign banks won't lend to you if you're buying a house in Cork, let's say. The other problem is his wages or her wages are from a foreign income and they can't be verified by an Irish bank. So the one piece of advice we would give to him is that if he's moving his wages consistently into an Irish bank account, then he just ticks the box. The bank says, okay, you're getting paid. It's from foreign income. If he can prove he's paid his taxes abroad and he will have his income for the foreseeable future. Now, the question they will ask is if he's going to buy a house in Ireland, are you going to live in Ireland and where will your income come from if you're a teacher in Arabia? So typically, he has to have a job in Ireland for 6 months in order to get a mortgage in Ireland to buy an Irish property. Okay. Now, even that small bit of advice can be a nightmare to find that out. You may have to ring 10 different banks to find that. And even at that, the people you speak to at the bank will be consistently trying to sell to you instead of just cutting to the chase.
You've probably told this man more in 30 seconds than loads of other people have told him in the last couple of weeks. So,
well, interestingly, like a large portion of our user base are Irish people that are abroad or people that have moved to Ireland that aren't Irish people and they can't understand how the system works. So one of the key things we do at the very start is figure out what do you know and what you don't know and what sort of value can we add to, in order to move this process along.
Okay. So it's lintil.ie?
.com, lintil.com. So Lintel, we're like the support above a window or a door. So we support the home buyer through the home buying process by informing them with expert advice and then introducing them to the service providers they need from start to finish.
You see, there's the sales pitch. All right, listen, good man. Anyway, I love the idea. I love the idea because, as I said, you've probably told that poor man who's teaching in Arabia more in 30 seconds than lots of people have told him in months. Thanks very much. It's worth a try. Lintel, lintil.com, if you are nervous about buying your first house. And who wouldn't be?
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.